Okay, thank you. Hi, everyone. Appreciate your patience as we were counting votes there. We have a quorum, so we can call the meeting to order. It's important today because we have a full agenda. We have quite a number of things to get through, probably the busiest meeting that we'll have this semester and maybe this year. Some of the, so I'm saying that because I know that you received quite a lot of pages of PDF documents and minutes and motions and things like that. I want to make sure that we go through everything as efficiently as possible, but also that we understand what we're voting on and that everyone is clear and has an opportunity to ask any questions they have and get clarification on things. So having said that, thank you for your patience today and let's begin. Can I move that we approve the agenda for today and ask for a second?
Second.
Thank you, Emma. Seconded. Anyone opposed? Okay, seeing none, the agenda is approved. Next item is the approval of our Academic Senate meeting minutes from October 14th. I'd like to move those and ask for a second.
Second.
Thank you, Stephen. Anyone opposed? Okay, the Senate meeting minutes from October are approved. We'll move on to item three, announcements, administrative reports, and memorials. I had a note, is Charisse Evans here? Wanted to give her an opportunity to go first.
Yes, I'm here.
Did you have an announcement or a memorial?
Well, I just wanted to let the community know that last month, we were informed that Professor Emeritus Raymond Dish passed away. I knew him. He was retiring as I was hired, so I only knew him for about a semester, but he had been a computational chemist, worked with an experimentalist in the department for many, many years, and had taught PChem and PChem Lab, so he was a fixture in our department.
Thank you, Charisse. So I'd like to ask the Senate to take a moment of silence and recognition of Professor Dish. Okay, thank you. Monica Kesko, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. I'm Monica Kesko. I'm the chair of the Senate Committee on Academic Technology. And I'd like to announce that there are open student positions in the Academic Technology Committee for undergraduate and graduate students in the arts and humanities, social sciences, and education. We have already one student representative for math and natural sciences. Both graduate and undergraduate students are encouraged to apply. Please pass the word around because we need more students on our committee. And if interested, students can fill out the application to join the committee on the Academic Senate website. Thank you.
Excellent, thank you, Monica. Are there any other announcements or memorials? Okay, I'll just say a quick word. I probably already knew this, but just as the college is gearing up to have more in-person classes in the spring safely and comfortably, just to let you know that for our Senate plans, we are planning a meeting in person. We're gonna be able to do our online meetings through the end of the semester. But I do, as you're thinking about your spring teaching plans and daily commute and so on, do plan to meet in person back in Kylie all together, and we can finally see everyone at once in the spring. I just wanted to make a note of that. Okay, there are, just scanning the chat. No, okay, there are no special motions, so we'll move on to the committee reports. Is there a report from the UCC?
Yes, Ken Lord reporting for the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee. I'd like to move the meeting minutes of October 14th, 2021, and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections or debate? Seeing none, we'll approve the UCC minutes from the 14th. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there graduate curriculum committee minutes to approve?
Yeah, on behalf of GCC, I move for the unanimous consent of the meeting minutes dated October 6, 2021.
Thank you. Are there any objections or debate? Seeing and hearing none, we'll approve the GCC minutes from the 6th. There is no nominating committee report for today, so we'll skip past that and move on to the elections committee report.
Sashmini Madhav here representing the elections committee. I ask for unanimous consent for the elections report dated November 5th to be accepted.
Thank you. Is there any debate or objections? Okay, then we'll accept the elections committee report. Thank you. Okay, moving on to old business, getting familiar with this. Are there any nominations for faculty at large position for the nominating committee? Okay, I'll ask if you are an at-large faculty member or if you know someone that you might consider encouraging them to be nominated for this role. Are there any math and natural sciences faculty members to be nominated for the nominating committee? Okay, so I'm seeing something in the chat that makes me want to back up just a second. Is there a nomination for an at-large faculty member for the nominating committee?
So, Natalia Holtzman here. I discovered there were openings today, and I emailed you about an hour ago saying I would be willing to serve, but I have not done any additional paperwork. So not sure what the next step is.
We can, we are missing our beloved parliamentarian Dave Fields today, but my understanding is that we can nominate you right here now. And I see Brenda nodding her head. So Brenda, can Natalia nominate herself or does someone need to nominate her? Do you know?
Is this for the nominating committee?
Yes.
Okay, I think she can nominate herself if she is a senator.
So no, I was volunteering to serve as a senator at large, not as a member of the nominating committee. Does that clarify?
Oh, yes. Okay. There's a
Natalia,
there's
a different, yeah. Sorry, Brenda.
I'm sorry. There's a process to serve on the at large position for the Senate seat. So
I'll follow up after the meeting.
Yes.
Thanks, Natalia. Yes, I'll check email and follow up with you and Brenda after the meeting about that. So we're looking for nominations for the nominating committee, which does all the work really of getting our committees put together to hire deans and librarians and things like that. So we don't have any at large math or natural sciences. Are there any faculty from the social sciences who would be willing to be nominated?
Kevin, I'll nominate myself. I'm in the social sciences. Just to put an end to this process, at least as regards my school.
Thank you, Stephen. Very much appreciated. Can I ask for unanimous consent to elect Stephen Grover as a social sciences member of the nominating committee? Are there any objections to that? Okay, so then the motion is approved. Thank you again, Stephen. Moving on to, we have two student seats, education. Is there any students from the education who would be willing to be nominated for the nominating committee? Nope, and I believe last, there is a nomination for a student at large seat. If that person is here, is it Jamal?
No, hi.
Emma.
Kevin. I received notification of someone who wanted to be nominated for the at-large position for 2023. Their name is Dylan Tyler, and they are in the Arts and Humanities.
Thank you. So Dylan Tyler has been nominated for the student at-large seat. Are there, we'll move unanimous consent to move things along. Are there any objections, debate? Okay, seeing none, Dylan is elected an at-large seat. Thank you. So we're whittling it away. We have a few more seats left. We'll get there. Moving on to new business. So we have two charter amendments and two bylaw amendments. We're going to see how the voting goes, but because we're amending our charter and bylaws, we need more than a simple majority. We need two-thirds. So we'll ask, so we're going to take the charter and bylaw amendments first, then we'll proceed to the business, as I'm just reading what it says right here, of the two schools that we're introducing, and then we'll have two more charter and bylaw amendments. So those four items that say charter or bylaws, we may need to do a particular kind of voting that we record a little bit more stringently than just a unanimous consent or, you know, voice kind of vote. So let's take these one at a time. And again, as I said earlier, we have a lot of business. I'd like it to be efficient, but I do want to make sure that everyone feels that they understand what we're voting on and are able to air any questions or concerns that they might have. May I ask Ken, I believe.
Yes, on behalf of the Governance Committee, of which I'm a member, item A is a charter amendment to change the wording where we no longer refer to the parts of the college as divisions, but refer to them as schools. So we need to change the language in the charter to do that. And that's what this amendment is about.
Thank you, Ken. I'm not seeing anyone raise their hand. Would you like to move this as unanimous?
Well, I move unanimous consent for this charter amendment.
Okay, does anyone have any objections or are there any debate about the charter division to rename our four divisions to schools? Omri.
I don't have an objection. I just have a question. I couldn't quite understand from the material that was submitted, unless I missed something, what was the rationale? So I don't have any objection, but I'm curious if it's just purely cosmetic, which is sort of how it comes across, which again is fine, but if there's some other institutional reason why the change was deemed necessary.
I'd be happy
Thank
to-
Thank you, Omri. Yes, Betsy, or Provost Henry, excuse me.
Yeah, I'd be happy. Betsy's good. I'd be happy to answer it. And it pretty much is cosmetic. Basically, the discovery was made that donors don't really want a division named after them. I guess they think it sounds bureaucratic. And the hope is that they might like to give money and name a school after themselves, and hence the change. But then it needed to be changed in all the Senate documents.
Thank you. Okay, so we have Ken has moved a motion asking us to change divisions to schools in our charter and ask for unanimous consent. Are there any objections to this? We had a clarification question. Otherwise.
Could I ask a quick question? Maybe this isn't the time or place, but what do donors get in exchange for naming a school after them?
Glory. CUNY has a set of guidelines and they have to give a certain amount of money, which would be used to benefit the school. And there's a set amount, but they have the glory of naming it after themselves or their mother or whoever they choose to dedicate it to. And Queens does not have named schools typically. In fact, I don't think we have any named after donors, but there are quite a few across CUNY. And we'd like to do that as well as a way of assisting faculty and students.
Okay, thank you. Are there any-
Can I just follow up? Sorry, Kevin, is that all right?
Please.
Sorry, I couldn't find my raise hand button quick enough. So I just want to be clear. So this means that there is the prospect of the former divisions in the future being called schools that are named after particular donors? Because if that's the case, that's actually a bit more than cosmetic in my opinion. I mean, is that what we're looking forward to? Is that we're gonna have the, you know,
there's nothing current on the offing, but I mean, they would have also offered, it would have been the same possibility for division. That could have happened too.
We'll recognize Lisa Clark. You're muted, I'm sorry.
Okay, so the way I'm seeing this is that the change in the charter is recommending a change that would comply with or that would align itself with what is right now. Right now we have schools, we don't have just divisions. Am I correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes, but, right, okay. So I think what we're voting on now is changing in the charter from divisions, the word divisions, to schools.
That's right.
Yeah.
I believe that's the case. I will ask Ken to elaborate a little bit more, but we currently do not have, we currently do have schools. We have the Aaron Copland School, we have the School of Earth and Environmental Sciences. Those are separate entities, but we have four divisions. So yes, we are changing, what is being proposed is in both the charter and the bylaws, that particular word, noun, division, is changed to schools, and that would not impact the existing structure status of the schools that we currently have.
And actually that nomenclature already had changed, and we're really coming back to the Senate to amend this.
Just to clarify, Betsy, you mean it had changed in maybe the promotional material or the website?
And I do apologize, this, it went to the trustees, and I don't think it was realized that the Senate needed to vote, and I do apologize, we're doing this in the wrong order, but the trustees have already approved it. And now we are coming back to recognize that. And I also don't want to make it sound just like money. It is the norm. When you look across CUNY and across most colleges, they don't use the word division, and that is seen as sort of bureaucratic. And we do have divisions within the college still. There's a division of student affairs and so forth, but the academic units are now being called schools, and we're recognizing that in the bylaws and in the policies, or in the charter, sorry.
In the charter as well. Yes, thank you for your clarification. Yes, Emma, you had your hand up. Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I would agree with Marie in also saying that this is not merely a cosmetic change. I just want to clarify, I think it's important to note the justification behind this decision, and it just has a lot more gravity than I think we're taking at face value. So I just want us to be able to acknowledge that. And I would also invite any of the other students present at this meeting to comment on this, just to make sure that we're getting student representation on this decision. If anyone else would like to comment.
Thank you, Emma. Is there any more discussion? Any debate? Okay, so I feel we've had sufficient discussion of this. We should probably have a vote. We'll need to have a two-thirds majority to adopt a change to our charter and our bylaws. And the way I'd like to do this is to ask you to use the raise hand reaction in Zoom. We have a lot of guests visiting the Senate. Thank you for being here, but we can't let you vote. So we're only asking senators to vote, and we'll take track of this. And hang on, put your hands down real quick. Because first I'm gonna ask for all yes votes, ayes, and then I'll clear everyone and I'll ask for noes. So please bear with us as Brenda and I take a minute to count up the yes votes. So here's the question that is on the table. Teresa, I'm gonna just lower your hand for you real quick.
Yeah, that's wait. I was doing that.
Oh, sorry. So, okay, no worries. So the question on the table is a motion to amend our charter to change the word division to schools. If you are in favor of this motion, please use the raise hand reaction to vote affirmatively, to vote yes. Do so now. Give us a minute to count. Okay, are there any other additional yes votes? If not, I'm seeing the chat here. 5 times 5 is 25, 32 yeses. Could you please lower your hands if you've just voted? Thank you, Lisa. Okay, excellent. All opposed, please use the hand raise reaction. Okay, none opposed. All abstaining, please raise your hands. Okay, one abstention. And just wait just a second to see if anyone else. Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. Let me DM Brenda and make sure that we agree on our numbers here. Okay, thank you. Brendan and I are in agreement. The motion carries. We have, I think I miscounted, but we needed at least 31 votes for it to pass. I had 32 yeses, zero noes, and one abstention, which doesn't count against our vote tally. So the Charter Amendments, Changing Divisions of Schools passes. Let's move on to the next item. Ken, would you like to, and I think this is substantively similar to what we just discussed, so we could maybe ask you to move unanimous consent and see how that goes.
Yes, the next item is the same idea. The bylaws of the Senate have language that refers to divisions. And we're now changing this to refer to schools that we have now. So I move unanimous consent for this bylaw change.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections to unanimous consent for changing the bylaws from division to schools? So seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, Ken, for your work. Thanks to Governance Committee, too. I know it's a lot of technical things to get all of this right. We appreciate this. Yeah. We'll move on to the next item, the School of Business. Is Kate here or Alicia?
I think Alicia had to go to a meeting, but Kate is.
Okay. I would, we'll recognize Kate to bring the item, the issue of the School of Business to the floor.
All right. Well, Alicia was going to move to introduce the business school. So I moved to recognize business school and Queens College that will unite Department of Economics, Accounting, Career Services for students interested in business, risk management, ensure faculty collaboration around curricular initiatives related to business. Also, number of, we have entrepreneurship center, we have small business development center. All these will become part of Queens College Business School.
Okay, thank you, Kate. And would you like to move unanimous consent?
Yes, please, I move unanimous consent.
Okay, so the motion on the table is to create a School of Business. This is different than the schools that we've just created, somewhat of a separate entity. Is there any debate, any objections to
the It's creating business school within the School of Social Sciences, to make it clear.
Thank you.
Which will consist of Department of Economics, Department of Accounting, Program and Risk Management, Career Services, and business-related centers.
Thanks, Kate. Yes, I just wanted to clarify for the Senate that the new schools would not change the structure of the existing schools in terms of Senate representation, voting, things like that. That's not what's being proposed. Charisse.
Well, that was what I was going to ask is, are these like divisions or schools internal to the larger division or school of social science or humanities, yes, or are these separate schools that will have, you know, committee representation on promotion and tenure committees and so on and so forth?
Yeah, no, it's a Russian doll model. It's a school within school. We have Graduate School of Library and Information Studies within School of Social Sciences. So this will be another school within the School of Social Sciences. Okay. It will not change representation on tenure promotion committee, on college-wide PMB, on executive committee, on budget committee. These will stay the same and will stay under the same governance.
Thank you, Kate. Is there any other debate or questions? Okay, I believe we can treat that last bit of conversation as a point of information. So we have a motion to for unanimous consent to create a school of business. If there are no objections, then I will say the motion carries. Thank you. Let's move on. Thanks, Kate. Let's move on to the next item, the School of Arts. Bill, do you want to introduce this?
Sure. Thank you very much, everybody. I present a motion. It's a very similar motion with a different constituency. So the proposal is to create a new School of Arts at Queens College that's housed within the School of Arts and Humanities, that consists of the Department of Drama, Theater, and Dance, the Department of Art, and the School of the Aaron Copland School of Music, sorry. It will also include the Coverberg Center for the Arts, and the Coverberg Center by itself then sort of brings in the Godwin Turnback Museum, the Louis Armstrong House, and a couple other smaller galleries and spaces on campus. And as was just said for the School of Business, all of those answers are the same in terms of how governance won't change and how sort of the structure of the various things at the college won't change. It will simply be a part of the existing School of the Humanities, of Arts and Humanities.
Thank you, Bill. Would you care to move this motion as unanimous consent?
If possible, yes, thank you.
Definitely possible. Is there any debate, objections, concerns? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. So we've adopted a new School of the Arts. As Stephen points out in the chat, it's the School of Music's a school within a school within a school. And yes, Russian dolls all the way down. Excellent. Moving on, so we're back to the charter amendments and bylaw amendments. And again, these require two-thirds vote and if there's a debate or discussion or disagreement. So we have a charter amendment. And Ken, I think you might be moving this as well because it's coming from the governance committee.
Sure. This one changes the charter to, as it says, add one non-faculty member of the instructional staff to the dean's provost librarian search and review committees. Is that, that is the motion. So it is to be more inclusive of the college community to be part of these committees.
Thank you.
And I move unanimous consent.
Thank you, appreciate it. Is there any debate or discussion about the motion to add a faculty member to the Dean Provost and Chief Librarian Search and Review Committees?
Non-faculty member.
Excuse me, non-faculty member. Thank you for clarifying that. That's right. A non-faculty member of the instructional staff. Okay, seeing and hearing none, the motion carries. We've amended the charter in that respect. Next is another bylaw amendment change.
Yes, this change is, again, I guess the word was cosmetic. On the Honors and Awards Committee, there is right now a representative ex officio from the Vice President for Student Affairs, which does not exist as a position anymore, as I understand it. And we want to change that to the Associate Provost for Innovation and Student Success. So nothing else changes except getting aligned with reality. And I move unanimous consent.
Thank you, Ken. Are there any objections or debate about changing the bylaws to update this administrative title? Okay, seeing and hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you. And again, thanks to the Governance Committee for their work on getting this language right. And the last item of business that we have today is the College Committee on Honors and Awards proposal to change some of the way that the College Committee, that committee handles honors and specifically transfer students. And is Dan here to bring this?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
So should I discuss the proposal? Is that what you're?
Would you like to move the proposal and see if anyone has any questions?
Yeah, so I move that we make this change that is outlined in the proposal document, and I tried to keep the reasons for the change as brief as possible, but the quick summary is that we would like to change the standard to be that it's computed solely based on Queen's College GPA. So currently, it requires a computation of the Queen's College GPA and a cumulative GPA that takes into account previous institutions. So the main change is to change that, and then we'll have a credit floor of 55 credits taken at Queen's College in order to qualify for honors.
Thank you, Provost Hendry.
And speaking also as I think I'm the alternate for social sciences. I object to this proposal, and I worked on this the existing policy to get it passed with the Senate and the Honors Awards Committee a couple of years ago. And the policy at that time was that you had to have 60 credits at Queen's College. So this is going back sort of to that, but 55 credits. And if you think about this, what this means, we say that you can get a Queen's College degree as a transfer student with 45 credits. But then we're saying, if you don't have 55 credits at Queen's College, you're not eligible. And this was under President Matos Rodriguez. We had really good students coming forward and saying, I'm not eligible for honors because I didn't take enough credits. You said that I took enough credits at Queen's College. And so we worked with the committee to try and design a policy that would allow all transfer students to be eligible for Latin honors if they had enough credits at Queen's College. And the reason for including the past GPA was actually at the suggestion at the time of the Honors and Awards Committee. Because you look at the grades at Queen's College and the 45 credits, but you also look at what they did beforehand. And the reasoning was to level the playing field so that if a student didn't do well in their first couple of years at Queen's College, but did well at the end, they would not be eligible. And so similarly, if they'd not done well before transferring, but done well at Queen's College, you know, not to discount it on the 45 credits. But I just feel strongly that it is wrong to say that you can get a Queen's College degree for 45 credits, but that you're not eligible for honors. I would be very happy to work with the committee if the current policy is not workable, and I gather that it has some issues, to try and come up with something else. But I guess I am saying that I would strongly request that any policy only, that anybody that's a transfer student and gets a degree also be eligible for honors. Thank you.
Thank you, Provost Hendry. Barbara Moore.
I want to say that I agree very much with what Betsy said. I see transfer students all the time, and we allow students to transfer in with 75 credits and to graduate with 45 Queen's College credits. and some of those students are getting straight A's or close to it. And, you know, I think they should be eligible to graduate with honors. I don't think it's fair to deny them that. So I agree with what Betsy said.
Thank you, Barbara. Dan, we'll come back to you. Let me call on people that haven't spoken on the motion yet. Emma.
Speaking personally as someone who transferred to Queens College, I came after my freshman year, and the amount of time and energy that it took to transfer to another institution, which by the way is an extremely laborious process, you should get no help from your current or previous institution. My GPA suffered the semester that I transferred from that institution because I had spent so much time and energy on the transfer process. So instead of, you know, getting the grades that ordinarily I would be able to, I wasn't able to do that. So when I did transfer to QC and I had more time to dedicate to my academic studies, I was able to get the grades that I, you know, really was able to, was had the potential to achieve. And so I would like, I really like the idea of, you know, personally, I don't know if it sounds, you know, maybe a bit biased personally, but of basing your eligibility for honors on Queens College credits, just from my personal experience.
Thank you. Thank you, Emma. Charisse.
I think that for considering honors at Queens College, it really should be based on the courses taken at Queens College. But at the same time, if students are only required to take 45 credits of coursework at Queens College to get a Queens College degree, then I think we ought to at least amend the policy to say 45 credits, not 55 credits, because then it matches the Queens College policy of how many credits students are allowed to transfer, but just says that the honors is going to be considered only by courses taken at Queens College. But I mean that literally. I mean, the students can't do an e-permit, go take a course elsewhere and have that count towards the 45 credits considered for honors. The courses have to be taken at Queens College. And I would be fine with that as a policy. But if it is Queens College honors, it really should be based on the courses taken at Queens College.
Okay, thank you, Charisse. I don't think I heard you making an amendment to the motion. So let me call on Dan to speak again.
Yeah, so I just want to be clear that from that our committee, we deliberated and studied this quite a bit. We had three meetings and we looked at a fair amount of data as well. And our priority first and foremost is to change the rule on looking at prior institution transcripts. And it seems like there may be a fair amount of support for that. As for the, sorry, is my mic not, are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so I was saying our priority is that we are to, we want to remove the requirement of looking at prior institution grades. I mean, as far as students, you know, transfer students being unhappy about not being able to make honors, there actually exists currently, you know, a revolving door of students who are very unhappy that they cannot make honors simply because of their grades at their prior institutions. The second issue is the question of what the credit floor should be for under the new policy. So part of the reasoning for changing it was that we were trying to go for an approach that would not change things too drastically. So we didn't want there to be a significantly larger or smaller number of students necessarily getting honors to honor, I guess, what the original intent of the rule change was originally. But we do not feel strongly about exactly what the credit floor is. But the one thing that I do want to address that the provost mentioned was this idea that I think is very, it's a very reasonable idea that anyone who comes as a transfer I guess, should have the ability to get honors. But, you know, in researching this issue, I realized that very few colleges actually seem to honor that principle. So when I looked at it, not a single other, well, I mean, I looked up the credit floors at other institutions, and for example, Baruch is 56, Hunter is 60, John Jay is 56, Lehman is 50, City is 50, City Tech is 60. So it's all over the map. And I'm not saying that we should do it simply because they do, but I'm saying it's not an unreasonable stance to say that if we want honors to mean something at Queens College, it should be based on work at Queens College and enough work at Queens College that we can sort of feel confident that, like, this is really an amount of work at our institution. One small thing that did arise in our study of the GPAs was there was sort of an anomaly where the 45 to 49 credit cohort, we sort of broke out to sort of figure out where a good line to put the floor would be. That cohort strangely has higher levels of students at the high GPA levels than students with, say, 50 to 55 or 55 to 60 credits. And speaking as a mathematician, my guess, the most reasonable guess as to why that is because, you know, if you're trying to get a very high GPA, for example, a 3.9, right, the difficulty of that is consistency. And obviously, it's way harder to be consistent over, say, 5 semesters than it is over 3 semesters. So I think when the committee looked at that, we sort of felt pretty strongly that the credit floor should be at least 50. We came to agreement on 55, but it was not like an extreme agreement. So I would actually welcome the possibility of amendments if it's what the Senate as a whole wants. I mean, our priority is to get a rule change passed, and we came up with 55 because we thought that was a number that maybe a large number of faculty would be happy with. But if we were wrong in thinking that, then I'm perfectly happy to entertain other numbers as well. But I just want to feel personally very strongly that it's to me personally, I don't think there's any reason why it has to be 45. Like, I don't think 45 is a magic number here. That's all I have to say for now. Thanks.
Thank you, Dan. Just pause for a second to see if anyone wants to speak on this motion who hasn't spoken yet.
And if I could, I would follow up on what I said. Let's see if anybody else wants to speak.
There's some rule. I did read Robert's rules over the summer, and there's something about not letting people talk twice about a motion. I don't have it in front of me, but seeing no one else jumping in line, go ahead, Provost Hendry.
I just wanted to clarify, I'm fine with having it only be credits taken at Queens College, as you have suggested. It's just that I think it should be based, my position is that if you can earn a Queens College degree and 45 credits, you should be eligible for those honors. That's all.
Okay, thank you. And Barbara, did you have your hand up to speak again on the motion?
I did, yeah. I agree with what Betsy just said. I also think it's fine for it to be based only on Queens College credits. But I think with other colleges, it's higher credits because even some CUNY colleges do not say that they need more than 45 credits to get a degree from that college. And that's why they have a higher credit count for the honors. But Queens College policy, unlike the policy of some other colleges, does accept 75 transfer credits and 45 Queens College credits to get the degree. And it's one of the colleges that allows that. And if it does, and a student can complete their major and their couple of more general education courses in 45 credits and do really well, then they deserve honors.
Hey, Barbara, thank you. Is there other debate or discussion about this motion?
Could I just quickly respond to that? Just that I didn't actually record the numbers that other colleges require for a degree at their school, but I did recognize that the number of credits needed for the degree at the school did not. So it wasn't just a question of like our number is 45 and other schools the number is higher. Like in fact, other schools the number is lower. So, so they're just in general there's a mismatch, and it's not an issue of it being the same. And it's not just CUNY, also like SUNY schools as well, like Stony Brook, Old Westbury, Purchase. That's it.
Okay, Jan, thank you. Is there any other debate or discussion about this motion? This is one of the, it's a little bit easier to do in person. I don't feel like I heard a specific amendment. So, okay, we'll call on Emma.
Honestly, it seems the only point of contention that we're having here is in relation to the number of credits themselves. And if we had to just go forward with everyone agreeing that we wanted honors to be based on Queen's College credits, and then maybe leaving the amendment itself of the credits for later, because this might require further research. We might have to do some more quantitative research, especially considering we're going with just specific numbers.
Okay, thank you, Emma. And Charisse?
I move to amend the document as written to change the number of credits to 45 and leave it the way it is in terms of only counting honors from Queen's College credits, but set the credits to 45.
Okay, so there's a sub-motion to amend the motion that Dan has made. I'll read this. It's always risky when I try to share my screen. I should probably do that though. So there's a motion to change this number 55 to 45. So general college honors are conferred on graduates who meet standards approved by the Academic Senate to be eligible for honors. A student must attempt at least, and this would say 45 credits whose grades contribute to the calculation of the student's Queen College GPA. And then we have a list of summa magna and cum laude GPA thresholds. Any discussion on the motion to amend the current motion from 55 to 45? Dave would be so proud of me if you were here. I feel like I've got this. Ken, yes.
Yes, I just think the motion needs to be seconded, so I'll second it.
Thank you. I'm sorry, you're seconding Charisse's motion.
Yes, the amendment.
Thank you. Sorry, I was muted. We're doing the motion to amend, changing the number from 55 to 45, and then we'll have a vote on the motion itself. I think we should probably do the hand raise thing again, just so that there's no concern. Okay, Emma, would you like to speak? And I'll let everybody speak once on this new motion, speak to this new motion.
I still think we should take some time between this meeting and now and figure out exactly what the amendment should be. I really do stress the importance of more research on this topic because it just seems a little sudden.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you. I'm sorry. Does anyone else, is there any more debate or discussion about the motion to amend the proposal from the College Committee on Honors and Awards from 55 to 45? Okay. Seeing and hearing none, let's use the hand raise reaction feature. Oh, I'm sorry, Susan, would you like to say something?
Yeah, I just want to comment that I'm looking at the proposal. It's so, as Dan said, it's all red. The current rule is 45 credits. The change that we're voting on is that we want the rule changed to include only QC credits, not prior institutions. All right, that's the distinction. That's all.
Thank you, Susan. Ken, is your hand still up or did you have a comment or any discussion? Okay, no worries. Okay, so we'll, so we're voting on a motion to amend the number 55 to 45. I'd ask you if you are voting in favor of that amendment, and then we'll vote on the whole proposal in a second. So please raise your hand at this point to amend from 55 to 45. You can use the raise hand feature. Give Brenda and I one moment to calculate those numbers. Doing it again, muting myself. Any other votes? Okay, so all I see 24 in favor. Can I ask you to lower your hands and then raise your hand if you are a no on amending the proposal from 55 to 45 credits? Okay, I count three no's, and then last, any abstentions? Okay, Brenda, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I count 24 yeses, three no's, and no abstentions. So the motion does not carry. We need 31 yeses to do so. Brenda's nodding her head, yes. Okay, we'll go back to the main motion then. So we have the proposal as is. We'll take a vote. On the College Committee on Honors and Awards proposal to change the language, not to 45, but as it's written in the text. Let's use the hand raise feature one more time. I'm going slow in case anyone has a comment. Okay, no, so let's take a vote. So if you're in favor of changing the Committee on Honors and the way that we give honors and awards credit, please vote yes by raising your hands now. So again, we're back to the original motion. And I'll wait just a moment to let everyone have the opportunity to find the right button. Okay, thank you. You can lower your hands now. If you're opposed to the motion to from the College Committee on Honors and Awards, please raise your hand. Okay, and I'll add, 18. And I'll ask for you to lower your hands, and are there any abstentions? Sorry, we'll let everyone lower their hands first. Okay, so these are abstentions here. Sorry. Quick DM real quick. Okay, thank you. You can lower your hands and let me confer with Brenda briefly that I got the numbers right, but I'm counting three yeses, 18 no's, and five abstentions, which means the motion would not carry. And I see Brenda sort of nodding her head there. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thanks to the committee for their work on that. And thanks to Provost Hendrick for describing wanting to work on this proposal in the future. And of course, we look forward to further discussion?
All right. Can I follow up a little bit on this, which is
sure,
the committee is happy to continue working on this proposal, but given that there was no majority for 45 credits and there was no majority for 55 credits, I am very curious what the majority of the Academic Senate actually wants, considering no one voiced any other opinion. Right. So we're happy to work with what the faculty want, but if you don't tell me what the faculty wants, we cannot give you a proposal that will make people happy. So is it that people like the status quo? I mean, I didn't hear anyone say so.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I mean, we really our job is to look at the motions that are brought to us, and we do sometimes have these yes or no kind of votes that can feel a little bit less informational. We're not going to be able to debate in committee and kind of like iron things out right now. I see Stephen has his hand up, and he's smarter and more knowledgeable than me, so maybe he has something incisive.
Well, we have no quorum, so we couldn't have passed anything anyway. But if more of the senators had been here and voted, then I think the amendment would have passed, and then I think the motion would have passed. But we couldn't have passed anything with 27 senators. We need 31. So you need to come back, maybe with a modified proposal, and try and make sure that the senators show up and vote as they're required to do.
Thank you, Stephen.
There's a request in the chat from Corinna Singleman.
Yes.
Hi, thank you for letting me speak for just a second. So just to let you all know, I am the Interim Director of Honors and Scholarships. And so I work with Anne-Marie, who actually runs the numbers to identify Latin honors. And I actually just this week had a discussion with her about how this works. And the way that the current system plays out, when she's trying to collect the data for GPAs for students to determine whether or not they've earned these honors, it's perfectly fine for students who have the credits at Queens College. We can get that really easily from CUNY First, but it's really inconsistent and really challenging and almost impossible without a lot of legwork and a lot of extra hours of work to identify the cumulative GPA for students who transferred that includes both grades from Queens College and from their previous institution. So just in terms of workload and also considering that a lot of students, if they're A students and going to get honors at their previous institution and still doing well here, they're still going to get the honors with those 45 credits needed for getting the degree at Queens College. And if they were doing amazingly well, but kind of okay here, well, maybe they didn't really earn a Queens College honors if they really have to have those 75 A's at a perhaps easier institution to really bolster their GPA at Queens College in order to get it. So, you know, it is up to you when this comes back together, but based on workload and the very minimal advantage for a very small number of students, I would hope that adjusting for the 45 credits to be fair for those students who are only taking 45 credits at Queens College, but not including the transferred grades. I feel that very strongly that would be the better choice. But again, up to all of you who are here, and I look forward to seeing how we're going to be working that later. Thank you.
Thank you, Corinna. I appreciate your work and everyone's discussion about this. It's obviously complicated, and I'm confident we can do something that's best for our students. So thank you for your discussion here, and Dan, hopefully looking forward to a revised motion in the future. Having said that, I hope everyone stays safe. I would like to move to adjourn. Can I have a second?
Second.
Stephen, Barbara, I see a couple there. Thank you so much. Any objection? Okay. Be safe, have a great weekend, and look forward to seeing everyone in person again. We'll have one more Zoom meeting in December. Goodbye.